be blessed and transformed in Jesus' name. Amen. Alright, so good. I don't know why I'm smiling. So first, I want to thank Pastor Kenny and Pastor Alton for this opportunity to minister. So my topic today is prayer. So just be more like a discussion, basically. So I'll start off by defining prayer. Okay, so my topic today is prayer. So I'll just be talking about prayer in 2 ways. Prayer as a community, and prayer as where we gather, when we come together. So first of all, I'd like to define what prayer means. There are different definitions, yeah? But prayer is a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God or any other deity. We can also say that prayer is a practice of communicating with one's God, a request of petition. So what's prayer? Prayer is more like coming together, talking, more like communication between you and God, or you and the deity. But I'm not focusing on it. We're talking about prayers between us and God. So please, let's read 1 Corinthians 14, 26, 29. First Corinthians 14:26-29. Are we all there, please? You did. Okay. Are we all there? Okay. And it says, verse 26. What then is the conclusion, brothers? Whenever you come together, each one has a psalm, a teaching, a revelation, another language, or an interpretation. All things must be done for edification. 27. If anyone speaks in another language, they should be only two, or at the most three, each in turn, and someone must interpret. 28. But if there is no interpreter, the person should keep silent in the church and speak to himself and to God. 29. Two or three prophets should speak, and the others should evaluate. Yes, sir. But focus, the one I'm looking at today is verse 26. What then is the conclusion, brothers? Whenever you come together, each one has a psalm, a teaching, a revelation, another language, or an interpretation. All things must be done for edification. So, yes. So my first point is prayer as for believers, as for we bring brethren, yeah? So I be of this mindset that when we gather to pray, we shouldn't always, it's not everybody that would have a word to say, which is actually not true, because we're coming together, and then we're coming together to talk to God. And then God is actually very interested. If we say prayer as a means of communication, we're actually communicating with God. So, and then I cannot be communicating with Ife, and then she's not saying anything. That's not prayer. That's like a dialogue, yeah? So, like, when you're talking, when you're praying, you should have the mindset that you're talking to God, you're communicating. And then God always speaks. God always speaks. It just depends on most time always in the east. We just want to pray, we want to just see what we're saying and then just leave. But then God listens and then God speaks to us. So especially like now as we're gathered, like this is workers meeting and all. So if we're to pray, we should have the mindset that we're praying to God. And then we also have the mindset that God listens, God speaks. So and what is for the blessing of everybody. For the education of the bodies. So we're not just coming to So whenever we're praying, should not just like our mind should not just fly away. Like, what are we doing? We're just there. So when they say, well, like example, like if when we're done praying and then or during the prayer, God will speak to you and then does anybody have word? I feel everybody should have word because we're coming together as a garden. We're talking to God and then God listens and God speaks to us. So everybody should have something that everybody should have a word that would bless one another because it's for ourselves. That's prayer as a brethren. I should not pray with my friends and then nobody can get what God is saying because of what is actually not right. Because according to this scripture, it says whenever you come together, each one has a psalm. So we're not just coming together with nothing. Everybody has a gift. Everybody has a word that God has deposited in each and every one of us. So you're not just coming empty. You shouldn't go for a prayer meeting or have a prayer at your house or prayer with people, especially believers. And then you don't have anything to bless the body of God with. Because God always speaks. It's just, how ready are you to listen? Yes. So, I wrote something that, how many believers are supposed to have something from the Holy Spirit? The answer is everybody. Everybody should have something. Everybody should hear a word. Everybody should have a sign. It doesn't necessarily have to be a word. It can be a song. It can be a phrase or something. Because the Holy Spirit is always speaking to us. So when we gather, let's gather with the mindset that Jesus hears us and then Jesus would give us words to say to bless everybody. So and then according to what I just finished saying. So whenever the Holy Spirit has given us something, we should be bold enough to speak out. We should not be saying that we should not say that is it right, is it wrong? Anything that comes to your mind, let's be bold enough. Let's say what the Holy Spirit has put in us because we don't know that. We don't know that. That word probably might be a phrase or I don't know. It might just be a smile. It doesn't necessarily have to be a word. It can bless somebody. We don't know the person sitting beside us. We don't know what the person is going through. So as long as once you just sense that the Holy Spirit has put something in you, please let's be bold enough to open our mouth and to talk. Because I feel like if God trust us. But please, let's open our mouths to talk. Please don't let us be scared or don't even try to calculate. Because most times, it's up until after you've spoken to the person that this is what God said. Then the person has said that. Most times, I don't know every time, but the person might be like, wow, thank you so much for. It might not even be immediately. The person might be like, thank you so much for saying this word. It blessed my life. And you would not have known. So imagine that you did not tell the person that this is the word that God said. Imagine you didn't tell the person that kind of thing. So you'll probably just be at a loss here. Yeah? And I pray God will help us. God will give us boldness to speak and give us the words to speak. Amen. Yes, so my second part. Like, thanks first. Yeah, please, let's open to Acts 4, verse 1 to 24. I'll try to read very fast. Acts 4, 1 to 24. Are we there? Acts 4, verse 1 to 24. Okay, and it says, now as they were speaking to the people, the priest, the commander of the temple police, and the Sadducees comforted them because they were provoked that they were teaching the people and proclaiming the resurrection from the dead, using Jesus as the example. Verse 3. So they seized them and put them in custody until the next day, since it was already evening. Verse 4. But many of those who heard the message believed, and the number of the men came to about 5,000. 5. The next day, their rulers, elders, and scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Ananias, the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and all the members of the high priestly family. Verse 7, after they had Peter and John stand before them, they asked the question, by what power or in what name have you done this? Then Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit and said to them, rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today about a good deed done to a disabled man, by what means he was healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified and whom God raised from the dead, by him, this man is standing here before you held him. Verse 11. This Jesus is the stone rejected by you builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to people, and we must be saved. 13. When they observed the boldness of Peter and John and realized that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed and recognized that they had been with Jesus. And since they saw the man who had been healed standing with them, they had nothing to say in response. After they had ordered them to leave the Sanhedrin, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What should we do with this man? For an obvious sign evident to all who live in Jerusalem has been done through them, and we cannot deny it." Verse 17. "However, so this does not spread any further among the people, lest threatening them against speaking to anyone in this name again." So they called for them and ordered them not to preach or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, "Whether it's right in the sight of God for us to listen to you rather than God, you decide. For we are unable to stop speaking about what we have seen and heard." After threatening them further, they released them. They found no way to punish them because the people were all giving glory to God over what had been done. 22. "For this sign of healing has been performed on a man among 40 years old. 23. After they were released, they went to their own people and reported everything the chief priests and the elders had said to them. When they heard this, they all raised their voices to God and said, 'Master, you are the one who made the heaven, the earth, and the sea, and everything in them. You said through the Holy Spirit, by the mouth of our father David, your servant, why did the Gentiles rage and the people plot futile things? The king of the earth took their stand, and their rulers assembled together against the Lord, against the Messiah.'" Yes, so please help me follow the story. So my main point here is from 23. After they were released, they went to their own people and reported everything the chief priests and the elders had said to them. So I feel we should have, or it's pivotal for us as Christians, as believers, to have a community of believers around us. We should not just be left, because the truth is that trials will come. Trials and persecution would come, but then most times when you are faced with those kind of things, what do you do? Who are your friends? Who do you look onto? In this chapter, after Peter and John were rebuked and told not to prophesy or talk about Jesus, immediately they were released. They went to their own people. They went to their community of friends, community of believers, to strengthen them and to help them to pray. So we need to be surrounded with like-minded believers as friends. We shouldn't choose our friends anyhow. We should have believers as friends because it's very, very important in our journey. Because when you get in trouble, who is your go-to person? When things are actually not going fine, who do you go to? Who do you run to help you? Because the truth is that we can't do all ourselves. That's why God has surrounded us with people, and we need to be sensitive and with the Holy Spirit to find out who our go-to people are. Who is your community? Who are your company? Who do you keep as friends? When things go awry, who do you go to help you pray and all? As you can see here, Peter and John, they knew their community. They knew their company, and it was not even hard for them because immediately they released them. They went to them, and then those people took them up in prayers and they prayed to God. So I wrote down that when Peter and John were in trouble, what did they do? I've said that they already knew their community, their company, so they just went to meet them, and together they prayed for them and all. They went to those who knew how to pray. There is power in united prayer. We need to know that there's power in united prayer. When people come together as one, we should know that God listens to us here. Yes, so let me summarize what I've said. So please, I didn't really talk about the benefit of prayer. I just wanted to note those two parts down, that when you come to God, when you go to God in prayer, when you say you want to pray, you should know that you are talking to God. You should know that you are communicating with God. It shouldn't be that we are going there to while away time, or then we are just speaking anyhow. That's why Pastor Kenny was talking about today, our posture. The posture we have in prayer is very, very important. We should know that, and God listens to us every time. Every time we speak, every time we put our mouth to say something, the Holy Spirit is listening to us, and then He surely speak to us. Because I can't be communicating with somebody, and then the person is not saying something, but that's not communication. Communication is talking between two people, when two people are saying something together. So, and then when we're praying, we're communicating with God, and then God listens to us. And then, surely as we're praying together as believers, like, for example, when we come to church and then we should pray, if we're very sensitive enough to the Holy Spirit, we would find out that God always speaks to us. God will surely drop something in our hearts. It might not necessarily even be a word or something, or it might even be a song, I don't know. But God will surely drop something in your heart. And then please, whenever we feel led to speak, I don't even know if every time we feel led or something, but as long as we know that we're meant to speak to this person, please let's open our mouth to speak to that person, because we do not know what somebody is going through. To God, put it in our mouth. So please, let's endeavor to be blessings to one another, to ourselves here. And then the second one I spoke about was that know who are your company, know your friends. Have people around you that you can talk to, that you can go to when things are not going fine. That you can say, come, let's pray together, and then they're ready to pray together. Or even if without you, you just saying that this is what is going on, this is what's happening, and then you have people that they know that they'll surely pray for you. Have that kind of community. Don't have people that you can't rely on, or people that you'd be shy to pray. I always like having friends that you can just wake me up or just come and say, bless me, let's pray, and we're just praying, that kind of thing. So please, let's be a prayer for people of prayer, yeah? And then let's also value prayer amongst ourselves, and prayer with our body, with the body, yeah, with the body of Christ, because there's power in united prayer. God actually listens to us. God speaks to us. And then, so according to this, imagine Peter and John did not have a go-to person. Imagine they didn't have someone that they could go to when they are faced with all these trials, and what would have happened? I don't know. But then I feel like at some point, our strengths won't be able to take us that far or something. That's why we need friends around us. And please, when I'm saying friends, I'm not just saying friends as far, anyhow friends. No, we need like-minded Christians, people that we share the same values with and beliefs. That's when we know that, okay, we're going this way. We have friends that can call us back, community that can talk to us, that can say, no, do this, go this way. So I pray that God will help us and strengthen us, and then I pray that we'll find our community, and then we'll be able to know them, and then work in his plans. Thank you so much.